This is Dealing with Tricky Family Members. You're listening to Volume 1, Session 5. I've put together a handy guide to accompany these sessions. It's the A to Z of tricky family member issues. What you will notice as you look through them is that there are recurring themes and crossovers between issues. You don't need to be armed to deal with every last issue on the planet. You can't and you won't. What you need is to be able to recognize where someone is coming from and apply healthy boundaries. And that can quite simply mean recognizing, ooh, this doesn't feel good and right for me. This feels uncomfortable. Recognizing that there's a boundary issue and responding to that from a boundaried place. So responding to that from an emotionally, mentally, physically, or spiritually boundaried place. Being boundaried always works regardless of what you're dealing with. When you look at the types of issue that crop up, they actually fit into 7 categories of tricky. Each category is defined by the core issue. Unavailability in some form. Not knowing their own position. Trying to oblige you in some way, even if it's with a smile and seeming good intentions. Trying to rule you and others. Resistance for the sake of resistance. Treating people as a means to an end. Upholding the law in their head. Absentees have been or are emotionally as well as mentally, physically, and spiritually absent from the relationship. They do not show up in a relationship but may expect the fringe benefits of one where they are. They dodge certain things like vulnerability, responsibility, and accountability. They might live their lives in such a way that they're emotionally draining and possibly draining in other ways, even though they might mean well. They're also absent from themselves in ways that when they put expectations on you or behave in certain ways, it compromises your well-being. If they have issues around blame or are very one-sided, so insensitivity, empathy issues, etc., they fit in here too. Followers are very ride or die, relying heavily on following the herd for safety, security, and worth. They allow themselves to be directed and don't question very much for fear of confrontation, rejection, or even abandonment. As a result, in their quest to fit in, they will disappoint you and have loyalty issues because their greatest motivation is to gain the validation that they're seeking, likely from one particular person. This sets the tone for their interactions. They are unsure of themselves, and that confusion within can misdirect them, sometimes setting off jealousy, envy, or resentment-driven issues. You may be aware of the problems that they grapple with and have even done your best to support him or her, but the relationship feels too imbalanced, and you may have reached a point where you cannot keep letting stuff pass at the expense of your well-being. Obligers use hinted at or direct references about other people's so-called commitments and duties, or use helping, rescuing, giving, fixing, healing, changing, and other learned behaviors to create guilt that enables them to get what they want, need, and expect. Whether they're aware or not of their communication style or intentions, our hidden agendas are often hidden from ourselves, you'll recognize an obliger when it feels as if there are rules you have to follow or that there's an element of repayment or reward. They might go down the people-pleasing route, but often in tricky situations, there's an element of one-sidedness because the obligations are not mutual. While some obligers have ill intent, there are plenty who misuse their energies and positive qualities because they act from a place of low self-worth, where they try to control the uncontrollable. They do what are often good things, but for the wrong reasons, and it leads to a cycle of guilt, resentment, frustration, and hurt. Power players are all about hierarchy. It's all about winners, losers, best, worst, superiority, and inferiority. Basically, it's power and position. They will try to elevate or maintain their position by force. And because they are concerned with power, they typically have issues related to passive aggression and aggression. They like to rule people as opposed to being in collaborative and co-piloted relationships. So they are going to be excessively concerned with control, and they can be very political and critical. While each tricky family situation represents boundary issues, power players are the ones who will go to extraordinary and malicious lengths to bust them. Rebels are resistant to anything that seems like the rule or the expected. Even if they want to do something or they know that it's right, if they decide that the person is trying to be or is authoritative, or that they're being controlled, or that it's what everyone else is doing, they'll do the opposite. They often resist just for the sake of resisting, and will do so even when you're not doing anything remotely like trying to control them. So they will argue for the sake of it or argue a point that makes no sense. Rebels will show you up and give you a hard time because their inner child is still running rampant and throwing tantrums and doing the equivalent of taking their clothes off in the middle of a party. They might feel resentful towards you if they feel that you follow the rules or are showing them up. Upholders are about how they see things and lots of rules. So they end up spending a lot of their time, energy, and emotions thinking about and trying to uphold what they believe is the sense of fairness. While this might stretch into trying to keep the peace, sometimes when that's not the appropriate thing for the situation and may feel like meddling or sitting on the fence, when you examine the issues you encounter with an upholder, a lot fall into keeping score and storing up, or yes, hoarding resentments. They spend their time trying to uphold what they felt should have gone down. They might feel that there is favoritism or monitor what is just and unjust, so you can inadvertently end up getting on the wrong side of them. They won't necessarily limit their upholding to their sense of fairness. They might also get involved in other people's fairness and try to uphold on their behalf. Users want something from you and will engage you in a way that enables them to get what they want. Think soaping or even greasing you up with flattery or whatever it takes. Whatever the tricky issue is, it will be about gaining an advantage and getting what they want, need, and expect at any expense. Ask 99% of users if they're a user and they will deny it. But using always feels like using. With a user, it's about how useful you are to them. And when you look at your relationship with them, you will see that you've been flavor of the month when they're in need and bench when not. Look back at time spent with them or their pattern of contact, and there will be a pattern of what they were getting or trying to. They see people as a means to an end, even family. And they probably get away with a lot of their shenanigans because they're doing it with family. So they might not see it as using, plus their using ways also trigger guilt in others. Why? Because we tend to feel bad about thinking and recognizing that someone is using us, especially if they're family. We wonder if the problem isn't that they're using us and that instead it's an issue of our selfishness. Journaling. Did you feel uncomfortable with any of the categories that came up? If so, explore your feelings about why. Sometimes we feel uncomfortable with other people's behavior because it reflects something uncomfortable in us or that we ourselves are also guilty of. I have been an obliger due to my people-pleasing ways. Anytime I run into boundary issues with my family, on examining my side of the street, there tends to be an element of, air quotes, pleasing. When they wear down my last nerve, a part of me is like, it's not fair. I've been so nice. The obliger category is the one that's most likely to cause discomfort because most people who are experiencing the dodgy end of the stick of someone else's problematic behavior and feeling stuck in a pattern of not feeling good about themselves are obligers. Remember that this is about compassionate inquiry. Take this as an opportunity to empathize with you, but to also gain some new awareness about this situation. Mini task, decide which category your TFM fits into. See you in the next session.